would like to welcome to On the Air Nelson Velasquez, who is from Improv Productions, which is part of the whole wonderful operation. He's director of operations. And of course, they've been kind of shut down because of the pandemic, and now they're getting ready to do a lot more initiatives. So tell us a little about Nelson. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Good to see you. It's weird seeing you because it's been a while. It's been a while since we've seen a lot of people, right? It's still weird. I still get weirded out by it.
I know. It's just a big, it feels like a big time warp. It's like it has. Is it a day or is it a year and a half?
You know, everything feels like 2019 again, doesn't it?
That's for sure. Well, and Esther and I haven't seen each other face-to-face except through Zoom, though that will change shortly since a year ago March, so it's been kind of strange.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been strange for everybody. I mean, from an improv perspective, you know, we've been going for since the pandemic started. I mean, we've been doing online shows, doing the Zoom shows online for a year, every Saturday, 7:00 p.m. Central. We've been doing the grid, and that's been holding us over, but we have done a few shows live, and it's been weird. Even though I've seen these people twice a week for the last year and a half, it's still weird to me having those people there.
Well, yeah, and you know, using Zoom for improv is, it's different because so much of the body language is part of improv, you know, the little nonverbal signals and looks and things, which sort of come across in Zoom, but not the same way.
Right. So we developed, I mean, there's like we've developed a approach to it from the perspective of like, it's now about connectivity versus relationship or the content of what we do. Like, if we can make you believe that we are in the same like head, third eye space that we invoke when we're in the same room with our audience, if we're able to do that online, then we are like more than ahead of the curve. And so that kind of brings in those kinds of things, those cues that you talk about of like, we're able to build on those. Once we get connected, it's the same feeling that we get. It's just, you know, we're not able to touch. We're not able to be, you know, physically connected to each other.
So tell us what you've got coming up now that you're getting back into the whole improv game.
Yeah, so we've been blessed. We got mentioned on Late Night with Stephen Colbert recently because we've been doing shows on the beach. We're doing beach prov again. So we're at the Dunes, the Indiana Dunes National Park. We're doing shows there. We're doing two shows in August, two shows in September, and we've just did two shows in July. So we're blessed that he even mentioned us. Jim Gaffigan even did a bit about us. And so we're really excited about the fact we were mentioned on a national scale. So we had a pretty good turnout the last one, and we're hoping to build up on that. So, you know, if you're out on the beach, come and join us. It's free. You do have to pay for park admission, but the show itself is absolutely free. Sure. And then we've got a show coming up. Our first self-produced show is coming up, and it's called Dynamic Duos. And we're going to be featuring dynamic duos across Northwest Indiana and Southern Illinois who are going to come out. And we're going to see a bunch of two-person acts doing musical, doing a bunch of different things and enjoying you know, what they have to offer. I will be a part of that show, so you definitely want to come out and see that.
Who's your duo?
My duo is called Love and Improv. We're actually online right now. We're doing online. We've been doing off and on we're on season 3 now. We've been roughly doing 6-week runs online. And what we do is it's kind of like a love line slash a relationship show. So we take people's questions about their relationships and then we answer them through the lens of love and improv. And all relationships are improvised. And we figured, hey, might as well do this live and see what that's like, taking the virtual show and bringing it to the real world. See how that goes.
Do you have classes for people that are interested in getting involved in the improv?
Yeah, we do. The easiest way to look those things up is basically go hit our website. We've got adult classes coming up, as well as team prov classes coming up. And those are going to be running in September and October timeframe. So they can go by and check those out at our website at improductionsllc.com and check out our workshops there.
And they have beginner, but you also have something for maybe someone more advanced?
Right now, no. Actually, a lot of our stuff is for the beginner. We're having to rebuild our repertoire as it is, because a lot of things have changed due to the pandemic. So at this point, it's all for mainly targeted for beginners. But if you're more advanced and you want to get involved with us, just hit us up on our Facebook page, In Productions LLC, or you can hit us up on Instagram as well at In Productions LLC.
And where do you work out of as far as the space when you get back in person?
So primarily working out of a space in Crown Point, Indiana. It's a Crown Brewery. Is what it's called. We're working out of that space, but we're also all over the place. We're in different theaters. We've done stuff with 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. We've done stuff with East Wind Studios in Chesterton. We've done some stuff in Portage as well. So we're kind of all over the place right now.
Well, if you're interested, it's inproductionsllc.com. That's Nelson Velasquez, Director of Operations for it. Thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight, Nelson.
Thank you for having me. Terrific work, Nelson. Thank you.
Appreciate it.